Welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, bringing the tales and stories of the ancient Celts to your fireside.
Episode SP37, the 2013 Fairy Festival Special.
Hello, welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show. I'm Ruth.
And I'm Gary. If you'd like to send us a message or some feedback, drop us a line at garyandruth@celticmythpodshow.com or have a look at all the things we've got available for you on our website at celticmythpodshow.com.
This show's the first of its kind. We went to the Magical Fairy Festival in Findon, West Sussex, in May of this year.
We did.
And it's organised by Matthew Callow of the Magical Times magazine. And bless him, he invited us down to experience what a fairy festival is all about. So what we thought we would do is share the experience with you.
Yeah, what a time we had. Mm-hmm. We saw some amazing artists, met some incredible people, many dressed as fae of one kind or another, chatted with some of the fantastic merchants, and spent 3 days camping outside in a field, waking up to the glorious sounds of birdsong.
You'll find all the details about the artists we saw, the merchants, and the whole festival, along with some great photographs, in the show notes for this episode at shownotes.celticmythpodshow.com.
So, before we start to let everyone know what the whole camping experience was like, should we start off with some music?
Oh yeah. Have a listen to the rousing sounds of The Drunken Drummer by an incredible band called Flutatious.
Oh yes.
Thank you.
That was Flutatious with their track Drunken Drummer from their second amazing album, Flutatious 2.
Yeah, but all of their albums are great, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. They got together on the Isle of Skye. Did you know that?
No, actually, I didn't.
Yeah, and that's where they get their inspiration from. Their music comes from Celtic roots through folk and classical music to make a totally unique sound that just has to have been inspired by the Fae.
How does all this talent come from such a small place?
I don't know.
The Peatbog Fairies, I think, are from the Isle of Skye, aren't they?
Are they?
I think they are.
No, I didn't know that.
Mm.
That's the Celtic soil, you see.
It must be. Anyway, Flutatious were fabulous.
They really were, mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll definitely be hearing more from them in upcoming shows. Now, cast your mind back to the Friday night that we arrived. I seem to remember a lot of chaos as we unpacked everything. What about you?
Well, maybe we ought to bring everybody up to date on this. So, what we first need to say is we haven't been camping in a very long time.
Me since I was a teenager, so that's really, really a long time.
And I was certainly in my 20s, which is longer ago than I'd like to admit. So with a borrowed and begged tent and various equipment, we turned up at the fairy festival.
We did.
Now, I do want to say that the weather wasn't the best it could have been, really.
A tad inclement.
Mm.
Maybe an understatement.
Rain and gale force winds.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, bear in mind that we hadn't put a tent up for a very long time.
So picture us with this enormous sailcloth of nylon flapping about like something from the HMS Victory, struggling with these tent poles.
Me madly running around with tent pegs and a hammer. And even, I mean, the people who were also camping there, in the end, felt so sorry for us. They came and helped.
Oh, it was wonderful. And in fairness, the atmosphere of the people around us was incredible.
They were amazing.
Everyone chipped in.
Absolutely amazing. And we had loads and loads of help. But we still managed to ruin...
Yes.
completely and utterly ruin
we did, yes.
a tent.
Yes. Tent pegs, not pegs, the tent poles broke.
Anyway. Basically,
to cut a long story short, what we did was bootle on back home, picked up another tent.
Yes.
Toodles back.
This was a bit smaller. It was a 6-man tent, so it wasn't quite as big.
Yeah.
Whereas previously, I think it was an 8-man tent.
Yes. And we'd gone with our daughter and our granddaughter, so we left them there having fun.
Absolutely.
While we did the hard work of putting up the tent. But it was
so
cool.
Yes, we drove all the way home and we went all the way back again and we finally managed sometime that evening to actually get a tent up, which was pretty funny.
It was.
And it was very wet. I do have to say that we were wet and we were cold. And
but after a nice cup of coffee, we eventually got down to the beer tent, which is where the music was playing.
Excellent.
Could catch up with some more music.
We certainly did.
So should we have some more music now?
Yes, let's see what we've got.
Who would you like to listen to?
We've got such a wonderful choice, haven't we?
We have.
Let's have a listen to the amazing Liz and Mark from Willow's Drum with their powerful track, The Oakwood Song.
Oh, yes.
Protector of green, here's everything good. The protector of all in the old oak wood. The green man, he lives in an old oak tree. He's the sage of the forest, a wise man is he. He is Jack in the green, a wise man is he.
Shafts of light shine through trees in the morning. That's when Jack in the green comes alive. He blesses every tree and every flower, wishing each one to grow and thrive.
The fairies awake where the hawthorn grows. The leaves play a song as the east wind blows. They dance and play as the east wind blows. The wind's getting stronger, the trees take a bow. The fairies dance round them, then stand in a row. In a row where the hawthorn grows,
drops of light shine through trees in the morning. That's when Jack in the Green comes alive. He blesses every tree and every flower, wishing each one to grow and thrive. Jack nods to the east and he bows to the west. He holds up his hand and he bows to the west. There's a hush in the air, now the watchers look on. With a nod of Jack's head, they break out in song. Down the old oak wood, the music plays on. Shots of light shine through trees in the morning. That's when Jack in the Green comes alive. He blesses every tree and every flower, wishing each one to grow. Everything good. He is Jack in the Green. A wise man is he. There's a man in the trees in the old oak wood.
Oh, wow. What a superb song. That was Willow's Drum with their track Oakwood Song from their album Tales from the Oak Wood.
I hope we get to hear more from them in the future. Liz's sparkling vocals over their fantastic music make an amazing combination.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Their music is absolutely brilliant. It would fit in with any of our regular shows, as well as being fantastic at the festival. Go and find them in the show notes and do some listening. You'll love them.
Well, back to our story. So once we got our tent up,
yep,
and we started off to have a wander about the field and chatted to some of the fairy folk we met, didn't we?
Yeah, yep.
And there were quite a few around, weren't
there? Oh, there certainly were. And we recorded a bit, so have a listen.
Hello, darling.
Oh, it's another fairy. Hello.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Emma Doubleday.
Hi, Emma.
A lovely set of wings.
Yeah, they're my pixie wings,
they're
yes.
Very beautiful.
They're great, aren't they?
And yes, I love the face painting.
Thanks. I love the face painting.
Adorable.
What do you think of the Magical Fairy Festival?
I am having the most amazing time.
That's a great thing to say.
Last night, a particular band called Demonia Nymph blew my mind away. Absolutely, completely, utterly stunned me.
We've got a track of theirs later on in the show.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, because they are so mind-blowingly good live. And Matthew Callow's on later this evening. I'm very much looking forward to seeing him. I love him to bits.
Yay! Yay! Yeah. Super yeah. Stuff. I will enjoy the festival.
I will. See you later.
Catch you later.
Mama.
It was lovely to see the fantastic Emma there, all dressed up with amazing pink wig and some super wings. It was her birthday too, wasn't it, bless her?
It was. What an amazing place to celebrate your birthday. There were bands playing in the beer tent all evening too. So can you imagine a better party?
No, it was great fun. And we love Emma anyway. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
And we love Emma anyway. She's such a bubbly lady.
So talking about that incredible music again, let's have a listen to some more music. Something a bit more ethereal, floaty, drifting off into the fey realms.
What did you have in mind?
Well, have a listen to the incredible voice and the amazing sounds of Beck Sharn with a haunting track, Moss.
Through the moss the ivies creep. There is sweet music
That was the very talented Beck Sharm with her beautiful track Moss from her second album, Unfurling. What a superb set she gave us.
She did, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. From haunting realms of the Fae with Moss, as you've just heard, to more traditional Celtic sound and the most evocative version of Lavender Blue that I think I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check out the show notes for more details about Beck and her fantastic music.
Mm. We were also lucky enough to get some time to chat with Spiros and Evie from Demonia Nymphi. So have a listen to Spiros, who introduces the next track, The Dance of the Satyrs, by Demonia Nymphi.
Hi there. Hi there. And today we've got Demonia Nymphi. Have I said that right?
Yeah.
Yes? Brilliant. And we've got with us Eva. Hi, Eva.
Hello, hello.
And Spiros.
Hello.
Hi, guys. And what song are we going to play today?
We'll play Dance of the Satyrs. It's a quite old song, but quite popular in the European scene. It's with the bagpipes, and it has a lot of Western influences.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And that was the incredible sound of Demonia Nymphae with their track Dance of the Satyrs. They put on a fantastic stage show as well, don't they?
Yes, they were incredible. All mists, veils, ancient Greek instruments and exotic dancing. Fantastic experience. Had our granddaughter completely spellbound, didn't it?
Yes.
Really did.
She was open-mouthed. She was sitting in front of the stage, absolutely open-mouthed. Yeah. She couldn't believe what she was seeing.
Absolutely. Make sure you check out the show notes and find out more about this exciting band.
What did we do on Saturday? I remember being woken by the wonderful sound of the birdsong in the trees around the fields.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, I had a good look around while everyone was slowly waking up. They had a Celtic roundhouse up at the top of the field where they held workshops later on in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a harp workshop, wasn't there?
And a talk by Kit Berry, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah, mm-hmm. the lady that wrote the Stonewild books. Mm-hmm. And all that lot started about 10 o'clock and it went on till late in the afternoon.
Talking of the beautiful harps, let's have another piece of music.
Okay, what did you have in mind?
Well, let's have a listen to our friend Kim Thompson as she returns to our show with A Leaf Falls.
Beautiful harping there. That was Kim Thompson with A Leaf Falls. And you can find out more details about Kim in the show notes.
It was actually quite well organised, wasn't it? They had a space roped off for kids to safely play.
Oh, that's right, yeah, kind of a circusy type thing with balls and
the kids were kind of, you know...
Things
they were
you could
learning,
wave around, ribbons
yeah,
and...
and they were kind of learning circus skills and stuff, which looked loads of fun.
Yeah.
And they had food wagons.
Gorgeous vegetarian food. And
it was really nice. And the stuffed pancakes were pretty good too.
Oh, man, those stuffed pancakes. Mm-hmm. They were beautiful.
They were really good. And, of course, there was the beer tent, which you couldn't miss, really.
No, the beer tent.
And beside the beer tents was a long row of tents, which is where all the shops were. And that was called the Mystical Market.
Hmm. So we decided to go and have a chat with some of the merchants before the music started at noon. Kicking off with the African drumming workshop, which I wasn't going to miss.
So we grabbed our microphone and had a wander among all the amazing shops.
And weren't they incredible?
Mm-hmm.
Such a range. We spoke to the Chaos Blacksmiths.
Oh yes, that was really interesting. Let's have a listen.
Well, this is Sarah from Chaos Blacksmiths, and we are in a wonderful shelter full of lots of jangly things.
So, hi Sarah.
Hello.
Tell us what you do. Tell us what you do.
Well, we're mobile blacksmiths, so we travel the length and breadth of the country, taking our mobile forge and all of our trinkets that we sell along the way.
Wow, that's incredible. We can hear some amazing things in the background here. What sort of things have you got here?
Well, what you can hear are cutlery chimes made from forks and various pieces of cutlery, from teaspoons to knives to dessert spoons.
That is so clever.
Yeah, we've been doing it about 20 years now. So along with the bracelets out of forks and the rings made of teaspoons, there's a little bit for everybody. And then obviously down to metal ladles, we do decorative lamps, garden furniture, glass tea lights encased in a metal sculpture.
That's like amazing. That's tripods, absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Iron tripods, beautiful sculpture here. I absolutely love this sculpture. There are just some amazingly wonderful things here. My particular favourite over here is these are bottles, and when you pick them up they've got a tea light in them, and they're kind of held on an iron stand, very 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 fairy. Do you find that what do you think of the fairy festival?
It's been really nice. Just a shame about the weather. It's been really blowy and a bit rainy, but no.
It has, hasn't it? Yeah, quite a bit of wind and rain and stuff.
The sun's out now, so hopefully it'll stay. But
and have you been to the fairy festival before, or is this your first time?
It's our first time. We haven't been here before. Mm-hmm. But yeah, absolutely loving it. Beautiful costumes and outfits that we've seen. Very jealous. Lots of fairy wings.
They're great, aren't they? They're great.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. Okay.
And all the time, Ross was working at a small forge that they had with them.
It turns out that they run courses on blacksmithing and bushcraft, as well as their mobile service. I'd absolutely love to go one of the blacksmithing courses.
Oh yeah, me too. But after that, I had to rush off to take part in the Inter Africa Drumming Workshop.
Yes, you did, and that was the last I saw of you for an hour. But I certainly heard you.
They were amazing. They taught us some simple tunes and then went banging into some amazing sounds along with an electric guitar and a didgeridoo. Here's a small sample with their track, Cuckoo.
Ladies and gentlemen, into Africa. Thank you.
was Cuckoo by Inter Africa. And after the workshop, after all that drumming so fast and so hard, I just needed to sit down.
I think even our daughter liked the drum and bass song they did, didn't she?
She did. Drum and bass with African djembe. Wonderful. She still talks about it. Shall we play some more music?
Yes, while we wander along these beautiful, colourful tents, have a listen to the beautiful, angelic voice of Jamie Black as she performs Sands of Time.
Ooh.
Jamie Black with The Sands of Time from her album The Wishing Well.
Absolutely beautiful. Her little six-year-old granddaughter was completely entranced by this beautiful lady, dressed like a fairy princess and making such wonderful music.
That's another one. She just sat there on the mat in front of her open-mouthed in astonishment. Bless her. Well, I thought we'd lost her to the fairy world for a while there.
Yep, absolutely. It was beautiful though, wasn't it? So we left her and her mum there and went off to chat with some more stallholders. And we met AJ and Steve of Dragons and Unicorns. Have a listen.
So we're at the stall for Dragons and Unicorns, is that right?
Yes.
And this is AJ and Steve, and they're here at the Fairy Festival. Is this the first time you've done a Fairy Festival, or were you here last time?
No, it's the very first time we've done the Fairy Festival. So.
And what do you think so far?
It's brilliant. We've thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah, really
cool.
And very good. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, going nicely.
And I see you've got lots and lots of lovely fairy stuff here.
We certainly have. We specialise in dragons and unicorns, obviously. We do the fairy dresses and that sort of thing as well, so...
Okay, and
a great variety.
You've got a website as well.
Yeah. Yes, we have. Yep.
And some of these, and tell me a little bit about these costumes and dresses that you make.
My daughter and I make them individually. No two are ever the same. So you never bump into the same dress because so there's nothing worse.
They're kind of medieval style, aren't they?
They are a medieval style, but we also do the fairy and the witchy style.
They look absolutely beautiful. What sort of materials do you use?
We use anything and everything. Anything from silk dupion all the way down to a crush velvet. The crush velvet tends to be more popular simply because it's got that little bit of give. So when we ladies expand a little bit, it can take a little more.
That.
No, I bet you wouldn't.
And so, do you do any other festivals?
We do. We're on the reenactment circuit as well, so we do a lot of festivals like Chigsbury and Hurstmonceux and places like that.
So where's the next place people can find you?
Colchester, the Oyster Fair.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you for talking to us.
That's lovely. Thanks very much.
Well done.
Yeah, really lovely people and so many beautiful things.
Yes, and you were very restrained. I'm most impressed. You could have spent a fortune there, couldn't you?
Quite happily, but you're such a meanie. Okay, let's have some more music.
Okay, what did you have in mind?
Well, I thought it would be about time to hear from Jonathan Kershaw. He's an incredibly talented musician.
Amazing guy.
And this powerful track is called Andraster. Let's have a listen to Andraster.
Thank you.
amazing. From a simple acoustic beginning to all that raw power at the end. That was Andrasta from Jonathan's beautiful album, Bizarre Tales. Now, we know about Andrasta from Celtic mythology, don't we?
Yes, yes, of course we do. She was invoked by Boudicca in her fight against the Romans in 60 AD. Although I don't remember who recorded the event.
That was Dio Cassius, a Roman historian who said that she released a hare as part of her petition for victory.
Fascinating. And hares have a whole mythology of their own, don't they?
They do.
Anyway, you can find more details out about Jonathan and his amazing music, as well as Andrasta, Boudicca and Dio Cassius, in our show notes.
It might be worth mentioning that Jonathan has teamed up with Beck Sharn now as Acoustic Goth, and they're touring with a set of ghost stories and bizarre tales.
We're hoping to go and see them sometime in the future, so we should be able to tell you more about that. You'll find more links in the show notes.
Yep. So, as we wandered, we bumped into someone else we knew, didn't we?
Oh yes, it's a very small world. Have a listen.
Hello, and here we've met a fairy reveller.
Hello.
Hello, I've seen you before.
Hello.
So,
how are you?
I'm fine. This is, what is your name, sir?
My name's Gary Andrews.
And we've seen you before. Where have we seen you?
Yeah, now I made a little film called The Spirit of Albion, which you guys kind of came along and camped out on a couple of times.
That's right. So you've come today to the Magical Fairy Festival. How are you finding it? Are you having fun?
I'm loving it. I'm having an absolute ball. Once the rain stopped.
Yes, we did have some
fair weather camper. And it's wonderful. Lots of lovely people dressed up beautifully. And what more could you want, really?
And a fabulous tattoo. That's great, isn't it? You've been glittered,
I've been glittered and hennaed all over my hand.
Absolutely. It's wonderful shades of purple and blue.
That'll all drop off, but that's just to protect it.
I see.
A little bit of bling. You can't. But,
it's very beautiful. And a super top hat. Lovely top hat.
Well, the top hat. Yeah, unfortunately, it's a shame there's no pictures to go with this, but it's brown with a swept brim and a small feather on the side.
Thank you very much, Gary. We'll see you later.
See you again. Take care.
Well, it was well into the evening on Saturday now, and the beautiful strains of exciting music drew us once more into the music tent.
And we saw an amazing band called Serpentine, dressed in the most beautiful medieval clothing, with the ladies in flowing diaphanous red. They were playing this amazing mix of medieval song and electric rock. It was quite stunning.
It was. And once more, our absolutely tireless granddaughter refused to move throughout the entire set. And they drew us completely into their own unique world. Have a listen to Do Way Robin, which is a 13th, 14th century song, given the special Serpentine treatment.
Suspirando beso
And that was Do Way Robin by Serpentine from their album Stella Splendens. What an amazing band.
A tremendous stage presence too. Really got the audience all involved.
Yes, they were really good. Find out more about the band and the beautiful song in our show notes.
Yes. Shall we continue with our wandering now?
Okay then. Well, I'm sure I remember you popping off to a tent called Seventh Heaven. Because you spotted some drums.
Yes, I did. Some rather nice shamanic frame drums. But have a listen as I chat with Annie from Seventh Heaven.
Hi, Annie.
Hello.
Tell us what you do.
Well, I do all sorts of things. I love coming to festivals and selling my shamanic. I'm a shamanic practitioner.
Wow.
So I make shamanic drums, do drum making workshops.
Oh, you're speaking to a drummer. Love it.
So do I. But the healing as well, the shamanic healing is amazing. But I also have a shop in Midhurst in West Sussex where I trade from all manner of different goodies, spiritual
Brilliant.
Gifts, inspirational gifts, from singing bowls, Buddhas, through to crystals, incense.
Oh, it sounds superb.
All sorts of things.
So what are we looking at here?
We're looking at a really good selection of my shop, really, on mobile, Seventh Heaven going mobile.
Right, so I can
so
see
the shamanic items,
feathers.
The sage, the smudging fans.
Sorry
drums.
To switch you from speaker to speaker. I can see, smudges.
Jewellery. Ladies love jewellery.
Yeah.
So, what better way than to buy an item of jewellery that's also going to work for you for healing with the crystals as well?
Absolutely.
Music CDs.
Beautiful. Kellyana, wonderful. She'll be pleased.
Tibetan and Buddhist. And
some lovely clothes. No, they're super.
Funky clothes.
Yeah,
and I try
really
and
colours,
source
colours.
My items as ethically as I can, really. It gets more and more harder as I go along.
Yeah.
Is this your first fairy festival?
This is the first one here at Findon.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
But I do a lot of Native
Matthew
American
before?
Powwows. I do not
with
here.
No. Right.
But other trading friends have said to me how wonderful it is here, and as you know, it's fairly local to me.
And so how are you finding it so far?
Lovely.
This is day two,
just
isn't it?
Just a bit testing with the weather, but there
isn't
we go.
It just?
And they wonder why, as British people, we talk about the weather. Is
yeah.
It any wonder?
Well, there's always poured down last about. Night. Deary me.
Well, I didn't end up in Kansas, so that's
no,
all right.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Annie, thank you
bless
very
you.
Much
thank
for coming
you.
To see us, and good luck today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Now, I remember that early Saturday evening, lots of really fascinating people started to turn up.
Yes, they did, didn't they? I couldn't figure out what well, that was all about.
Well, it turned out they'd just come for the evening's fairy ball and to see the music that evening.
Yeah.
Some amazing fey costumes, as well as some pirates. And some other costumes that were just amazing.
That's true. We were speechless. Whole bunch of fun people. And they were great. A beautiful evening ending with an amazing display of fire poi, accompanied by the powerful drumming of Inter Africa.
Yes, that was fairly amazing.
And that was at 11 o'clock at night.
I think you're getting old. You know that, don't you?
It was incredible, though. It really was. There I am, cuddled up in my sleeping bag, and I was listening to this amazing rhythm. I did have to watch it for a while first, though.
Well, we watched for a while, but we were so tired that we flopped into our tent and unbelievably fell asleep, accompanied by the pounding rhythms of the Dundans. It was quite an amazing evening.
It was incredible. I loved it. I just wished I'd been able to stay awake.
You're definitely getting an old man, you are. Shall we have some more music?
I think we should. How about the incomparable, unique and thoroughly entertaining Ash Mandrake?
Well, there's really no describing Ash.
There's not, is there?
No. Okay, the best thing we can do is let you have a listen to this track, In the Belly of an Ice Giant, from his album Footprints from a Tribal ID.
Greet the spirits of the frost. Turn our lake to coldest dawn, and make by light of moon your dance of winter flowers. Imeta keri sahalete yoris, imeta gadis akita hita yei. Vehia payaris akita loris, imeta payaris akita hita yei. Imeta keri sahalete yoris, imeta gadis akita hita yei. Vehia payaris akita loris.
Yeah.
This empty shadow where wolves of night grow close as darkness falls.
Dear Lord,
I had never heard anything quite like that.
No.
And somehow he built that whole sound up all by himself. And what was that weird guitar he had?
Oh, amazing, wasn't it? That was a twin neck, okay, two neck guitar, 16 strings, and he designed it all himself. The top neck is a normal six string, and the lower neck is a mixture between a bass guitar and a 12 string, all wrapped up in leather with a built-in microphone and some controls for his amazing effects.
Just breathtaking.
It was.
So he was using multiple loop machines to build that whole sound, whole background sound of music.
That's right.
I know. It's just incredible to watch.
Yeah. And combine that with his unique collection of hats, incredible stage presence and fantastic perception of the world, and you have a totally unique Faye performer and bard.
It's probably worth saying that his live performances and now his album are almost completely different.
Yes. Yes, that's true. He believes his live shows should be all about entertainment and his studio work is producing art.
Well, he's definitely entertaining. That's very true. Check out the show notes where we've got more details, including a video about Ash and his unique music and stories.
Yep. So, come Sunday morning, awake with the sun, we'd run out of gas to cook on.
Again.
So we drove off into town for breakfast, a nice hot cup of coffee, and then back to the site for another walk amongst the stallholders.
Yes, we went to visit Julia's Arts. Here they were taking photographs, putting on body art and doing these amazing hair ties. So we asked if we could have a chat. Have a listen.
Hello.
Julia, yeah?
Julia.
Yes, Julia from Julia Arts.
Carry on with what you're doing, if it's all right to talk. Do you mind me chatting to your... What do you call it? Coiffeurs? I'm not quite sure.
I don't know. I have no idea.
There you go. Hair jeweler. Hair jeweler. I like that. I like that.
Are we going to go for the green near the front or the purple near the
side? If you can stand in front of the ladies, then you're the
I will. No. I will. You do your job. You're more important.
Yeah, I'm going to be standing this side, so...
So, hi. We've got Julia with us. And, Julia, tell us, what do you do?
A little bit of everything. Julia Arts, usually I'm a face painter, but at this festival I have friends that are face painting instead, just down the road. They're doing beautiful work. So here I'm doing glitter tattoos and hair jewellery. So I make wraps that are called Julia Arts Hair Treasures, and we do hair tinseling.
I think her granddaughter has already visited you for one of your wonderful tattoos.
She's actually going to move in.
Okay, yeah, I'm very happy. So we've tried to bring lots of beautiful activities for the kids to do as well, because I also work as I've worked previously as a childminder, and my friend Nick and I organise community events for children locally to us, so we like to bring lots of art things with us for the children.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
And may I ask, what are you doing to this lovely lady here?
Hi.
Hi. This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
She's having some hair silks put in. So these are ones that we've blended some two or three colours of silk together. And we're fitting them in with what's called a micro ring.
Wow.
So that she, Rebecca will be able to keep these in. They wash dry. You can use hair straighteners on them.
They look incredibly intricate.
Yeah, I've done it back to front because I'm talking there while I'm doing it.
I apologise, Rebecca. Right. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I've started it, yes. And although they're a little tricky to put in, they're just they're fastened in with pliers. And then when Erica wants to dye, if she wants to dye her hair or anything, or change them or move them, she can do that when she's at home. So they last for a long time.
That is so cool. Was there anything you wanted to ask, darling?
Thank you.
No? Is that covered?
When have you? Is this your first time at the fairy festival?
This is my first festival ever.
Really?
I thought the fairy festival would be a nice place to start. Matthew Callow is a wonderful guy, and I've really enjoyed leading up to the festival. He's been giving me lots of advice and support and things, and made me feel like it's possible. And so we've gone ahead and
congratulations.
We're doing portraits this evening as well. So photographic portraits for everybody that's dressed up, and then when they're ready for the ball, you can come along and get all beautified. And we're really happy to be at the
fairy festival. That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And good luck, Rebecca.
Thank you.
She was doing some amazingly beautiful art for these people and worked with the lady that painted my face for the fairy ball the night before. Check out all the links in the show notes.
So tell us about the lady that did your face, because she did some incredible work, didn't she?
Yes, her name was Deb, and she has a company called Deb's Faces. And I asked her if she could do kind of a green lady thing. And she did these most beautiful leaves and flowers and like a mask made of plants.
That's right.
And flowers all over the top of my face. And if you go to the show notes, you'll see what she did. Absolutely amazing.
Incredible work.
Talented
lady.
What an artist.
Yeah. So that evening we had our photographs taken in all of our finery, and you'll be able to see those in the show notes too. Oh, what a talented group of people.
They certainly were. The music started again at midday on Sunday. So we went off to have a listen. I think it's probably time we played another track.
Brilliant idea. Let's have a listen to the powerful sounds of Spriggan Mist with Gypsy Witch.
Charm she could get any man. Thought of course she was a witch. Her beauty was graceful. She died all alone, buried with Jews. She collected them on the way. Her secrets were kept under a hat. New magic will come her way.
Was Spriggan Mist with their track Gypsy Mist from their new album Soul Retriever.
That was super, wasn't it?
And I hear they're working on a new album called Ghostly Tales, a mixture of stories and songs, I think.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Hopefully it'll be out before Halloween.
Yeah.
Did you know that Spriggan is a type of fairy?
Now, I did hear that, but I'm not sure of the details.
Well, they come from Cornish folklore and are said to be bodyguards or guardians of hidden treasure, often being quite mischievous to those that offend them. Spriggan Mist tell us that if you misbehave around sacred sites, they'll tie your shoelaces together and trip you up, or something like that anyway. The other place that we're familiar with seeing Spriggans is in Skyrim.
Oh yes, I'd forgotten all about those.
Mm, there are Spriggans in Skyrim, yes, as well, aren't they?
Yes, and they always dwell in groves and things like that,
and
don't they?
And they are definitely fae.
Yes, definitely, yeah. Anyway, I'm quite safe from Spriggans because there's no way that I'm going to misbehave at a sacred site.
Not if I have anything to do with it. Anyway. Let's have one more interview before we go, shall we?
Why not? Why not? So we spotted some old friends and hurried on over to talk to Pixie and John, who run Wicker Woman. Have a listen.
Hello, darling.
Hi, guys. Would you guys be in mind chatting to briefly for 5 seconds for a show? The answer is no, we don't mind at all. This is a friend we've made here called Pete. Hi, Pete.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Enjoying the festival so far?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's
yeah,
pretty cool, isn't it? And some more friends that we've known for a long, long time.
Who's that, us?
It is. Would you like to introduce yourselves, folks?
I know nothing.
Come on, don't be shy.
What do you want me to say?
Who are you and what do you do?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Pixie and I run a clothing company called Wicker Woman,
which has got some amazing clothes.
Thank you very much.
And I'm the other half, John.
Hello. Hello, John.
I do putting up, taking down, getting it here and taking it home.
Would you like to describe your clothes a little bit?
They are absolutely gorgeous. We go up to a size 32, so it's luscious size clothing for luscious size ladies.
Sounds good to me. And where did your other half go to, Pete?
She's there.
That's Audie, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Audie,
The lovely Audie. And she looks like she's spending your money, mate.
As usual.
Yeah.
Nothing new there, then. Yeah.
Nothing new there, you say? No. No, yeah. How come you had my wallet earlier on?
I'm not daft.
That's the way it goes, isn't it?
Generally, yeah.
Money, out.
Yep, in, out.
Yeah, the men's the input, the women's the output. Yeah. That's the way I see it. Good way of putting it.
Can you give these people £3 I owe?
Well, that was great fun, and what a marvellous group of stallholders they were. I could have spent an absolute fortune.
Well, you did empty me sporran.
Yeah, but that was nothing to do with money. Anyway... If if you didn't want to spend it, you shouldn't have had it with you. It's that simple.
Mutter, stock and butter.
Oh, stop grumbling. And introduce our last chat.
Okay. Brilliant idea. Sadly, we are going to have to go soon. But let's say our farewells with the amazing Celtic Farewell by Rock Circle.
Out of the mouths of babes, I hear you go away. Seems the last one you intended, no way. I know it's hard to say goodbye, so I try. I know it's hard to say goodbye, so I try. Out on the runway, plane sets ready to leave. This is a scene I watch but can't believe. You know we can't escape our destiny. When time began, no, it began with me. When your time began, no, it began with me.
Circle from their first album, Night of the Vampires. What an emotive and driving song.
Wasn't it? I think I'll be singing that chorus all night now.
Oh no, you better not. I want some sleep.
Check out the show notes to find out more about this powerful band.
I think that actually wraps it up for us. And it's time we said our own farewells.
It is. I think you're right. We had a fantastic time at the Magical Fairy Festival. And would like to say a big thank you to Matthew. And we hope to bring you more of these reports in the future.
And if you want to know more about the fairy festivals and the Magical Times magazine, don't forget to go and check out the show notes. So until our next show, we'd like to wish you many blessings and sprinklings of fairy dust.
What?
Oh, just go with it.
Oh, okay then. Seriously, folks, we wish you blessings from the realms of the Fae and say...
Hulvaur.
Hey, pretty cool. What's your name?
Annie Whittaker.
Hi, I'm just called Annie. It's okay, you can say what your name is. Hi there, we've got Annie on a mobile phone.
Wow, what a superb track.
That's actually my line. Don't worry about it.
That's fine.
I can be Gary if you like.
No, it's okay, go ahead.
No. Is it me?
Yes, I hope to have... Blah, 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 blah.
Darling, I think it might be me. I've been pursued. No, it's quiet down. I think it was me. Could you take that away?
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, available from CelticMythPodShow.com.
We hope you've enjoyed the show and will stay tuned for the next episode. You can send us an email or some voice feedback to Gary and Ruth at CelticMythPodShow.com. The show notes for this episode can also be found on the website. We'd like to say a special thank you to Coulan's Hounds, who provided us with the theme music for our show. You can find them at www.sfhounds.com. We'd also like to say a big thank you to Anne Roos, Master Harper, and Keltoria, with a K, Celtic New Age Music, who have both given the show unrestricted access to their music. And thanks again go to Diane Arkenstone and Kim Robertson, whose music has been used as some of the transitions you've heard in this show. You'll find links to all of these wonderful artists in the show notes at shownotes.celticmythpodshow.com.